This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A hot June in northwest Montana appears to have resulted in record electricity consumption. According to Flathead Electric Cooperative analyst Wade Harris, preliminary data shows the electric utility had higher electricity demand last month than any other June on record. Total electricity consumption was 17% above average, and demand peaked at 26% above average. The Daily Interlake reports the previous high in electricity use recorded in June by the cooperative was in 2008. The record warm temperatures in northwest Montana have hastened the area's cherry harvest. Some of the early cherries are already out at roadside stands. Ken Edgington is a member of the board of directors of the Flathead Cherry Growers, a cooperative with some 70 members. Edgington tells the Missoulian that the cherry harvest is about 10 to 11 days early. He says this year's harvest could be slightly smaller than last year, but the fruit will generally be bigger. A 32-year-old man has died in a fireworks accident at a Billings residence. Billings Police Sergeant Harley Cagle says the accident occurred at about 10:30 Saturday night and appeared to involve a mortar tube. Cagle says the man did not live at the residence. The man's name wasn't immediately released. Cagle says others were at the residence, but no one else was injured. That accident is under investigation. Search and rescue teams are looking for a 74-year-old North Dakota doctor missing in western Montana. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says the vehicle and trailer belonging to Dr. Patrick J. Fitzpatrick of Bismarck were found abandoned next to a pea field Saturday. Officials believe Fitzpatrick could have abandoned his vehicle as early as Friday. Fitzpatrick is described as 6 feet tall and about 220 pounds. He has white hair and a goatee and speaks with an Irish accent. Close to 1,000 Canadian military personnel are on their way to help fight wildfires in the western Canadian province of Saskatchewan, where thousands of residents have been evacuated. Provincial officials say about 741,000 acres are burning in Saskatchewan this year, around 10 times what's normal. A wildfire, meanwhile, near Bayview in North Idaho has destroyed at least 6 structures and forced evacuations. That blaze started yesterday afternoon and quickly burned around the southern end of Lake Ponderay, charring about a square mile of territory. Fire command officials say 6 structures have been destroyed, but the types haven't yet been determined. The Missoula County Elections Office has partnered with the Montana Secretary of State's office to produce a series of informative election judge training videos. An elections administrator says the videos cover topics ranging from what each election officer does at a polling place to special situations regarding a voter or ballot. The Missoulian reports the videos will be distributed across Montana to help train judges for the 2016 elections and beyond. Next year's 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Judicial Conference will be held at Big Sky. The conference draws about 1,000 judges and lawyers from western states. It's set to run from July 11th through the 14th, 2016, at the Big Sky Resort. The Billings Gazette reports the event was at Big Sky in 2001, while previous judicial conferences were held at Glacier National Park. The 9th Circuit is based in San Francisco. The conference is to consider the business of the federal courts and to discuss ways to improve the administration of justice within the circuit. The meeting draws appellate judges, district judges, and bankruptcy court judges from the circuit's 9 western states and 2 Pacific Island territories, lawyers practicing in the circuit, court staff, and special guests. Thank you much for listening. For Montana Morning News, I'm Edward O'Brien.